Thank you so much for joining us. On Tuesday evening, it looks like the Assembly has a jam-packed agenda. Let's start with the borough manager candidate. The Assembly went from 10 applicants to one pretty quickly. What can you say generally about the process so far?
I've been happy with the work that the Personnel Committee and the Assembly of Whole have put into the process. I think we have a really good candidate. That's our one finalist that we'll be meeting tonight on Monday and have a chance to show her around the community, get a chance for the community and staff to meet her. And after the interview on Monday, the Assembly will be talking on Tuesday about whether or not that's the person for Haynes and if they want to extend an offer to her.
Wow. So the Assembly will be voting on whether to hire Annette Kreitzer this Tuesday?
There'll be a Personnel Committee meeting before the Assembly meeting on Tuesday. That'll be at 5:30 to 6:30, and it'll be during that meeting that the committee would make a recommendation to the Assembly on whether to make an offer or not, yes.
What can you tell us about her itinerary in town this week?
I'll be picking her up at the airport from 2 to 4. I'll be doing a windshield tour with her, taking around, showing her like public safety building, Lutac Dock, Beach Road area, some of the other areas affected by December storm. And then at 5 o'clock, there'll be a meet and greet for the public at the library. That'll be from 5 to 6:30. And then our third interview will start at 6:30, and that'll also be at the library, and it'll be available on Zoom as well. Tomorrow, she will be spending time with Ms. Fullerton, our interim manager and borough clerk, and meeting more of the borough staff.
And for you, what does a successful visit look like? What are you hoping for?
That's kind of hard because there's a lot of ways it could be successful. Obviously, you're hoping to find a candidate that's going to be our next borough manager. I think that's your ultimate goal. Even if she isn't the one that the Assembly chooses, each time going through the process, you learn more about the strengths and weaknesses of the community, what people in Haynes are looking for, the things that applicants are looking for and some of their reasons for not coming to Haynes. We learned that with the first one with Mr. Zuki. Just reaffirmed how tough it is to move to Haynes, find housing in Haynes. And I've been learning through all of this, even if it hasn't been successful in the past, I've still learned a lot. And hopefully Ms. Kreitzer will fit the bill and the Assembly will forward an offer.
So looking ahead at the agenda, there is a new ordinance being introduced proposing a seasonal sales tax. What can you say about that proposal?
That's a proposal that was brought forth by Gabe Thomas and Carol Tyneman. They're both interested in looking at that. There's other places in Alaska that do the same thing. Skagway does that. And just a way to have a little lower sales tax for the people that stick around in the winter, kind of give an incentive for them, and then you increase it in the summertime when the majority of your sales are happening. And hopefully that would increase revenues coming into the borough. And this is something that will have to be on the ballot in the fall. And so this is a deadline for us to introduce that to be able to have enough public hearings to get it on the October ballot.
And then there's also an ordinance, it looks like, to sort of change the structure and relationship between the Haynes Sheldon Museum and the borough. Can you explain that one?
Yeah, that ordinance is something that's been in the works for a while now, moving the borough or moving the Sheldon Museum employees that have been borough employees to be just employees of the Sheldon Museum. And so this is what would facilitate that change.
Great. Thank you so much, Mayor Allred.
You bet. Have a great day.